It's a good thing to be in health care and health IT now. There's an awful lot of us who struggled for a long time, especially in the federal sector, where the requirements and the needs were very high and the funding and the attention was not nearly as high.
Ed Marr, Director of Strategic Healthcare Initiatives with SRA International, setting the tone for the May luncheon of AFIRM, the Association for Federal Information Resources Management.
That has reversed recently, and now it changes the playing field, and it requires us to step our game up. In terms of, you know, we've asked for more resources, we've asked for more attention, more funding, and guess what? We're getting it. So it's really incumbent upon us to know how to be visionary and also to be practical about how we use this attention and use the funding to the best outcomes.
Marr, the former Deputy Chief Information Officer with the Department of Veterans Affairs, led his panel through a quick update on the latest challenges on the road to the nirvana of a ubiquitous system of electronic health records all across the country. For example, Scott Craig is Special Assistant to the Chief Information Officer at Marr's Old Shop, the Department of Veterans Affairs. He talked about the challenges to his agency, which oversees one of the largest healthcare systems in the world.
306,000 employees at VA serving 25 million veterans, and that number is growing. Somewhere near 8 million accounts for benefits or healthcare, serving 6 million specific veterans. So we have a large cadre of people who depend on us. We have 150 hospitals or thereabouts. We had 153 until the hurricane, and we're building more because we need to. 800 clinics and other points of service, just under 70 regional offices. So our enterprise is pretty awesome. People there are phenomenal. And the cause is easy to rally behind.
Craig says his biggest mandate right now, taking the VA's very successful Vista Health Records Management System and helping it to transition into a new realm of upgraded software and hardware systems.
The things that I focused on, and I'll end with just a few more comments, have been governance, intellectual property, ecosystems and the environments that are essential to open source success. For those of you who are already in the open source environment, you know what a lot of that means. But it's peculiar to us. It's asymmetrical. We don't normally do that in government. DOD has taken steps forward. We're certainly doing it at VA. We need to reach out, and we need to do all this while we ensure that everything we do today, the care we provide, the information collect, the successes we have, are not risked by anything that we do to expand and be aggressive.
In the same way, Navy Captain Michael Weiner, Chief Medical Officer with the Pentagon's Defense Health Information Management System, says his efforts to help the Defense Department sync up with the VA and eventually with the electronic health records in the civilian world are centered around the promise of shared medical data.
I had a cardiac cath up in Maine. I now go down to Florida to catch some sun. I hope to be doing that in a few years. And I'm down in Florida, and I have some chest pain, and I roll into the ER. What would it take on a Sunday in today's world to get that cath report, that cardiac cath report? It would be a long process. I will tell you, they probably just get cathed again, right? And there's a cost associated with that. So I think we can deliver better care, safer care, and decrease cost by this connection to the nationwide health information network.
That's Captain Michael Weiner addressing the AFIRM luncheon on Health IT. At George Washington University, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.